Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Notes. Woo!
What's good? What's
clap,
good?
Clap, 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 applaud. The vibes are going. Everyone's like, yay. Oh my days. It's Notes.
No way you got Notes. Wow.
Love your fit. Oh, Rita's blown. Yeah. That's crazy.
Woo! Yeah. Pink is the new black.
What's good? What's good?
Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming, guys. Notes did the cutest thing. He did the cutest thing, guys. It was so romantic. It was like true lovers only. I'm going to show you guys what he did. One sec. He got me flowers. He got me flowers. I ain't had flowers. I ain't going to say how long. Well, not that long, but still.
Wait, hold on. What? I felt special for a moment. I thought...
Okay, I haven't had flowers for a really, really, really long time.
Okay, that's
really
good.
Long time. This was so.
He actually deserved them, you know. I saw them. I felt like he looked as pretty as them. So, you know, I had to make sure that you got them.
Guys, this guy, yeah, he's got the gift of the gab. Honestly, and the thing is, you cannot trick me.
Okay? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. He's saying all these.
You look beautiful really cute today, by the way. I love the way your hair's set.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're not going to get me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You're not going to get me. It's okay. It's okay, but welcome to the show.
Thanks for
having
me.
I'm so glad that you came on today. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, man. I came back from America for this.
Oh, really? Where were you?
I was in LA. Before that, I was in Jacksonville in Florida.
That's so nice. Yeah, I find it just a little bit boring.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like if you don't know like loads of people out there or like that people actually live there, there's no way like you can find things to do.
Yeah, no, luckily I'm kind of linked up with people so like that are out there. So it was a vibe on some nights and I went strip club and stuff. Rich the Kids listening party.
Wow.
I've done a couple things that I just wouldn't do.
Usually, you know? Yeah. Sounds like a vibe.
No, it was a vibe, especially the strip club. But hey. I wish you were there with me, though.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, guys, you know that I love to start my show with a complaint of the day. Like, this is just, it gets me going. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like I need to start my day. I need to get the complaints out of the way. But people give it a bad name. But I think complaining is good.
I think it's good. You let it all out, you know?
Do you know what I mean? You let it all out and that's it. So I'm going to start with my complaint of the day whilst you think of your complaint of the day. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is quite niche. Okay? This is very, very, very niche. But my complaint of the day is basically head etiquette. Yeah? And
head etiquette. Where?
Head etiquette. Where, I'm a land. Where, hold on.
What head?
Okay, no, not like that. Okay, I realize how that may have come across actually.
What?
Basically, right? You know when you go to like a show, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, do you go to theatre?
Yeah, I love theatre.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know you go to theatre, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're all seated there, right? Yeah.
Back to the Future was the most recent one.
Okay, you can tell me about that afterwards. Yeah. I haven't heard of that show.
So cold.
Really? Yeah. Okay. And then, you know when you're sitting, right? And then the person in front of you, they keep moving their head with each thing. So like you're behind and you're like trying to like, you know, you're trying to see, but they keep moving their head like every single time. Like that is like
one of the most annoying things ever
because where are you going? Do you know what I mean? Like where are you moving to?
Why are you moving your head?
Why are you moving so much? And now I'm small.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So already... I'm already feeling anxious about like, okay, when I go to the show, I want to be like as close to the front as possible. Because if I'm unlucky and I have one tall person sitting in front of me, I'm cooked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, on top of having a tall person in front of me, I've got someone that they can't keep their head still.
Yeah, those are the worst. It's funny enough, that was actually happening to me. When did England play in the final? Was that two days ago? So I went to my friend's family's house. My friend Jem, big her up every single time. And all her family are there. Like, it's a Nigerian family. It's full of Nigerians.
Yeah.
And every single time, I'm standing near the door entrance, mm-hmm. but then there's somebody standing in front of me, and it's like, he's moving his head, but I can't see the screen.
Do you know what I mean?
Because the whole living room is packed up.
And you have that little gap.
Every time something small will happen. Hey! Oh my God! Oh my goodness! Come on! Score the ball! I'm there thinking something's happened. So I'm now kind of... I'm doing the missy. Who was it again?
Oh, Lil' Kim. The little Lil' Kim thing.
To try and see the screen, and I can't even see the screen. But yeah, I totally get your pain with that one still. That's frustrating.
It's so... frustrating, and it's like I'm never gonna be that person to like tap on their shoulder and be like, can you stop moving?
Because for you to even reach their shoulder is kind of a mission.
Okay. So you think you're a comedian? Is that what you are? Because you want to be a comedian, it's fine.
I'm just saying
it's fine.
Like, I'm just, you know.
Oh yeah, the little the height, she's so short. Oh my God.
But I think like you being fun sized is actually amazing.
I love being the size.
Like I would love you being that size too.
Guys, yeah, I need you to understand, yeah. Notes thinks he's so smooth.
I don't know what she's talking about.
He thinks
I'm
he's
just having a genuine
smooth.
Conversation.
Yeah, okay.
It's genuine.
What's your complaint of the day?
My complaint of the day is don't tell somebody not to do something if you can't tell them what to do.
Ooh, that's a good one. Elaborate on that.
Like, I've been in positions where, like, I've had team members or ex-management or whatever, like, in life, and they could say, I don't know, oh, don't release this or don't do this or why did you do this?
Mm.
Okay, so if that's the case, what is the answer? You can't just block
what you're doing.
A process, whether it's creative or practical, and not have an answer as to what to do.
Mm.
Or you can't tell someone, don't walk down that road,
mm-hmm.
but then you can't give them the direction of where they want to go as their destination. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get people like that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're just enemy of progress.
Right. Because you're telling me to stop what I'm doing, but you're not giving me a solution. So you want me to fail.
Basically.
Yeah. So it's giving like low-key enemy.
Low-key enemy of progress.
Yeah, wow, that's actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good complaint.
No, thank you.
Because that's a solid complaint. That's,
no, like,
yeah.
I hate, like, I genuinely, like, yeah. get someone else.
It's like, it's not solution-based. You're just talking. You're like, don't do this. Okay.
You just have an opinion.
Yeah.
On something that you haven't even been able to achieve before yourself.
Yeah, and you're just giving me an opinion.
You're just giving me your opinion.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you?
How dare you?
How greedy?
Dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? You know what I mean? Like, I hate people like that. I can't stand people like that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's a very solid complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good complaint.
Thank you.
Because I agree with that complaint so much.
I'm glad you
people
agree.
Do it all the time, especially nowadays as well. Like, I feel like everyone has an opinion on every single thing. I actually cannot deal with it. It's too much.
Like, for example, if I told you, don't date them guys over there, like, I will tell you, date me. That's the solution.
So you've started.
I'm just saying.
No, you've started.
I'm just giving an example.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
But mind you, I said I even understood
like a
what
prime
you meant.
Example.
Do you know what I mean? Okay.
Because we're both right here, physically.
Yeah. Okay. That was a great example.
I'm glad you.
Do you know
what
I mean? It's a great example. Unfortunately, I don't date rappers.
I'm not a rapper, fortunately.
How would you describe yourself then?
I don't know.
An artist.
Did you hear me rapping My Lover?
No, it's true. You're not a rapper, actually.
You hear me rapping Aladdin?
No, it's true. It's true. Everything I do for you, my lover.
Cheers.
I never, do you know what? Yeah, I never really hear a lot of people say lover. I describe like people who like I go out with and stuff like that. Yeah. I describe them as my lover. Because I just think, yeah, because I feel like it's just way more like interesting. Do you know what I mean? It's just way more interesting. Do you know what I mean? If I go out with someone and it's like, okay, yeah, that used to be my lover. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to, oh, I just dated this guy. I feel like, lover
it's so
just
much
feels
sexy,
more.
Like,
do you know what I mean? Oh, my lover.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? Like, who's your lover?
Say that to me one more time.
Okay, stop.
Please.
Right.
Okay,
moving on.
Oh.
As you guys know, a few weeks ago, I realized that my brain felt like it was rotten. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
I just felt like I was becoming dumber by the day.
Like an egg?
Yeah, like just splattered. Yeah, I kind of, I want a full egg, actually.
Egghead.
I want a thought egghead. But we can go with egghead.
Okay.
We can go with that. Yeah. But I just felt like my
scrambled.
Brain... See, it's so weird because when you said egg, the first thing that came to my head was just like sunny side up or something like that.
No, scrambled.
And that's what I mean about my brain, because if my brain was as sharp as it needed to be,
it would have caught onto that. You get it.
I would. I would have got that. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't get that immediately. This is what I'm talking about. And I think it's because of TikTok. Do you know what I mean? I'm always on my phone. I'm always watching TV. Yeah. And I haven't been reading enough. But I've started reading more.
What have you been reading?
Attached.
What's that?
It's one of the best books you will ever read. I feel like every single person needs to read Attached.
Who's it by?
I can't remember their names.
Okay.
But it's Attached. Basically Attached. And it's basically about your attachment styles. So we have three different attachment styles.
Are you going to be attached to me?
You want to know about Attached or...
About us being attached?
Not about us being attached.
Oh, about...
You need to read Attached first.
The book.
The attached. Book Attached.
Oh.
When you read the book...
You see, I feel like my head is like an egg.
It's and scrambled. It's scrambled and you're not getting the... You're not getting the vibes. Okay, no problem. That's okay. But Attached is so good.
Is it so good, yeah?
Yeah, it's just about your attachment style. Are you anxious? Are you avoidant? Are you secure? Avoidance, like whenever people try to get close to them, they push them away. Mm-hmm. Anxious people... Whenever someone tries to push them away, it makes them get really anxious. And they, when they get anxious, they just do too much and they get word vomit and it's just like a lot. And then it's secure as well. And secure people are just very much like, if you like me, I know you like me. I don't question it. Do you know what I mean? There's no overthinking.
Yeah, I don't question it.
So you're secure, you think?
Yeah, I know you like me.
That's not the only thing that makes you secure though. Okay, let's start there. That's not the only thing. But they said most people are avoidance.
Okay.
And avoidance are very scary.
So those are people that like to avoid...
Yeah, when they avoid intimacy.
Okay.
So whenever things feel too close and feel too intimate...
And like too much love.
Yeah, they run away and then they like push you away and then you're like, oh shit, I thought we were in love.
I feel like I know people like that.
A lot of people are like that, yeah. It's but really bad.
Not even just in a relationship base. I feel like even on a friendship level.
Exactly.
Or in parenthood and childhood, there's like, there are a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Even some dads that don't like to display love.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Intimacy is like really hard. Because I think intimacy is actually scary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
it is.
It's scary, like, you know, for someone to know you so well and, you know, you're showing yourself and blah, blah, blah.
All
but
your vulnerabilities.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But, yeah, avoidance are, yeah, they're very scary.
Yeah, no, I'm not avoiding.
Yeah, you're just saying that because I said they're scary.
No, I'm not avoiding you.
You know what, yeah?
I don't want to avoid you.
You don't want to avoid me?
No, never.
The thing is, yeah... I will be too much for you, honestly.
You will be too much for me.
100%.
For me.
100%. 100%.
Is that what you think?
100%.
Is that what you know or is that what you think?
No, I'm just guessing. I don't really know you. Maybe by the end of this pod, I'll actually like get like a vibe of like who you are. I don't know who you are.
I think it'll be interesting. Should we date?
No, I don't think we should date.
Why?
Would you do a PR relationship though?
Yeah.
Would you really?
You're wearing pink nails right now. I've got on pink kicks. I mean, yo, it can be a vibe.
No, my next move in life...
Yeah, is a PR relationship.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, trying to do this whole dating thing.
Yeah.
Trying to like fall in love and stuff. And it's like, okay, you know.
It is what it is.
Not, you know, it's like it's not
love
clicking.
Love doesn't make you anything.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, love is nice.
It is nice, but it doesn't do anything. You know, trying to find love doesn't do anything. When you actually have love, then cool. But when you're trying to find love, it doesn't do anything.
It's not clicking.
You can't be trying to find. You have to make sure that it finds you, you know.
And that's a word. Okay, you have to make sure the love finds you. So but until then,
let's go.
I'm like, I want to do a PR relationship. Do you know what I mean?
What are we waiting for?
I mean, I just have, I need to first of all figure out what a PR relationship looks like to me. Do you know what I mean? And then I need to understand like what the benefits are going to be from this PR relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in this PR relationship, like what does it mean? You know, what does it look like?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, would it be a good match? Like if people saw us together, it's like, would they be like, oh, that's interesting.
I mean, I'll piggyback here and, you know, we'll take a cute picture
while
you're kissing
pictures on
my cheek and stuff. That'll be nice.
But will that go viral? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Because we need
like if
viral
we were to
moments.
Kiss right now, I think that'll go viral.
We're not going to do that.
Are we not?
No.
Oh, that's not
there's,
what you
there's
are.
There's no contract.
But I thought
in
you
place.
Just said we need viral moments.
So
you're like, what happens now? Like, if I was to just lean over to you right now.
I will scream.
Would you scream?
And that would be a viral moment.
It would be a viral
but
moment.
But I don't know if that's the kind of viral you would want.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Definitely not. Please miss me with that BS.
I don't know if that will be the viral.
God forbid.
I don't know if that's the viral you would enjoy.
No.
But like really nice viral moments.
I think it would just be cute if you like giggled or something. You know them cute girl giggles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little giggle. Yeah. But that's what...
It's like, did they kiss? Did they not? Who knows?
Who knows? I guess we'll never know. We'll never know. But I feel like PR relationship, it just like takes your... Like for me, it'll just take my career
all
to the next
way.
Level.
Yeah, I guess so.
People be interested. They'll be like, oh, you know, do little videos.
Who could you see yourself being with though?
Like a PR relationship?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not me.
If it's not notes.
I'm the first. You know,
if it's not notes, I think I think I'll do Full Hard from Shits and Gigs.
Oh, serious?
I think that'll be good.
I think it'll be, yeah.
They'll be like, what?
Yeah, that'll look
two
good.
Two podcasters?
Well.
Oh, Shits and Gigs?
I actually
And then
think
he'll be talking about
good.
Me on the pod. Do you know what I mean? I'll
you know,
talk about
like,
him.
He's a good substitute for a guy like me. You
do
know
what I mean?
Like,
and
I feel like
he'll be really nice. Because I feel like if you're in a PR sub. Relationship... Like, you need someone that's kind as well, right? Someone that's nice, and you guys have banter. Mm. You guys get on as well, do you know what I mean? And you're ready to put on the acting bag, do you know what I mean?
100%.
And also, he looks like he will give great hugs.
Yeah, he looks like a teddy bear.
Yeah, like a good hugger, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a real good guy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I think I'll do him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, who would you do?
Who would I do? That's a good question.
Mm.
Damn. UK or
anyone? That'll make a good PR relationship.
Damn, what a question!
Mind you, you just asked me the question.
Yeah, but it's only because like, I've actually been in a whole load of mix-up.
Yeah, you have
with girls. You know what I'm saying? So like.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. Whoever loves me and wants to love me, man.
It's a PR relationship. Love has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Not a thing. It's just
whoever fancies me. Whoever fancies me and can see me being a part of their
strategy.
Yeah, whatever plans you got. I actually don't mind. Let's make some money. You know what I'm saying? Let's vibe out.
Would you be doing
I'm a good
videos?
Friend. I'm a great cook. I'm 6'3", you know, there's a couple things. I'm attentive. I know how to understand a woman's side. You know what I'm saying? Their feminine side. Because I'm in touch, you know? Mm. I'm really in touch. While still being a man, you know?
Mm. Have you practiced this?
Huh?
Have you practiced this?
The speech?
Yeah.
No. This is
it's just coming. It's just coming to you right
yeah,
now.
Freestyle. Even though I want Rita, she don't want me. You get me? She wants Fuad.
You know what is crazy? What's crazy is that he started this conversation.
Who
saying,
started it? Fuad.
No, you started this conversation with saying that he wants me to be in a PR relationship, right? Mm. But then look at the effort you just gave to sell yourself to someone else.
Yeah, because
your
hair screaming about another man that you want to hug you. And
mind
that,
you,
like,
I didn't scream. Yeah, this is the problem with our generation.
You know what I'm saying?
The problem with our generation.
Okay, talking about some guy that she wants to hug her like, and gives her shits and gigs. Okay.
Yeah, laughter.
That's what she wants, yeah. Shits and gigs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be hard if you see this.
Shit and gigs over there. What am I meant to do?
Be hard if you see this. Let's have a PR relationship.
Bro, you know what? Do your thing, bro. If you see this, bro, I'm not, yeah? I'll be a wingman. I'm not CB. You understand? I'm not top block, so be your
okay,
thing, bro.
So I really
even
liked...
though I wanted her first, but, you know, she wants you, bro, so.
This man is not going to let me continue on with my show. Are you ready? Have you finished?
I'm a bit hurt, innit? Let me
okay,
just
Okay, you need
myself.
To process it.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to breathe? Yeah? Good. Deep breath. Very good. You relaxed? Okay.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Okay, so I like to get to know people via their TV shows because I feel like it really shows me the type of person that they are. So my question is, what are your top 3 TV shows?
Little Britain.
Little Brit? Okay, no judgment.
Shall I tell you why? Can okay. I say why, okay. though? With Little Britain, I just respected how brave they were to say a lot of the stuff that they were saying and doing. Like, that was extremely brave. Like, it was more than borderline racist, above racist, but it was extremely brave, and it was on TV. So it was like, how, you know? Rick and Morty. I love Rick and Morty.
Wow.
I like dark humor.
Yeah.
I like messed up humor. Last but not least, it has to be something that 50 Cent's doing.
Oh, like one of the powers.
Power, BMF, or some one of them. Because I watch every, I've seen everything. Yeah, and when it like. There's a new episode and I'm always rushing to try and watch the next one.
Wow.
So I'll put them three. Very random selection, but yeah.
This is the most random list I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I would never have expected.
No, but I really like dark humor.
Yeah, but that's just so... I've never heard anyone put Little Britain in their top three.
Yep.
I just don't know if it's like you have really bad taste in TV.
The computer says no.
No, because I'm just like...
The computer says no.
I just don't... I don't know about this.
The computer says no.
Like, of all the shows...
The computer says no.
Of all the shows... That
Little Britain was great. What? The big thing with the tan.
Little
the one that kept
Britain.
Getting the fake suntan and that.
Do you
then you
know?
Got the next... Then you got the guy in the wheelchair. What? Little Britain was wavy.
Do you know how many shows that they are?
Like, nah, you
and
can't.
You pick
don't disrespect Little
Britain.
Don't disrespect Little Britain.
What did you just say? Rick and Kenny.
Rick and Morty.
Rick
Bellumotti.
What? Even like Power.
Wait,
like,
you haven't done Rick and Morty? You
no,
seen Rick
I've never watched that in my life.
Oh my God.
Never watched it in my life. And
don't diss Rick and Morty.
And I don't think I will.
No, you would.
I don't think I would enjoy it.
You'd like it.
I don't think I will.
That's me and my little sister's favorite show. Don't,
oh, that's actually really cute. That, but no.
That's
no.
our favorite show.
It's kind of adorable how bad your TV taste is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a little bit adorable.
Like, I watch trash movies.
I feel like... You don't have the eye for good TV, unfortunately.
No, I like watching trash, but I
even
know
the
that.
Fact that you know you can sit down and in your time you can sit and enjoy a lot of trash TV. Like there wasn't Power is actually not bad.
Yeah, Power is actually very
Power
good.
Is actually
Let's
very
not
good.
Disrespect Power or okay. BMF. They're both.
They're
good.
Actually quite good, yeah. But they're just so many shows like Breaking Bad.
Meh, I've seen it as well, but meh. But the guy in the caravan and that. Oh, okay. He's cooking up meth. Wow. Big deal. I don't want to watch what, like, I've ever or anyone around me has ever had to experience. Like, Top Boy is sick. It's a good movement. Amazing. But I don't enjoy or have, like, some joy while watching it. There's no, like, this is so great. This is so funny. This is so happy. You know? Like, it's very dark and gritty.
Yeah.
But I was born in the same flats or 15 minutes or 10 minutes down the road from where they're shooting it. So it's like, why do I need to see that, you know?
That's actually a very... That I
like
can
to,
let you...
I like
let
to
you
trick
have
my mind into...
Another world.
Yeah, man. Like, let's just have fun.
Okay. You know what about mean? The Office?
I don't know what that is.
See,
is that?
Exactly. You don't know good TV.
The Office, what's that?
It's one of the greatest comedies ever. It's like dry humor. The US version is excellent. Curb Your Enthusiasm, also dry
Suits.
Comedy. Suits is very good.
Dry as hell comedy.
Yeah,
but
it's actually really good. Yeah. So you can replace.
I've watched
one
Suits.
Of the yeah Suits. Their
episodes of Suits. Very,
This Is Us is really good. But that are you quite emotional when you watch TV? Like, have you ever cried watching a show?
Nah.
This Is Us will make you cry. I can bet you money on it.
What will make me cry?
This Is Us.
This Is Us.
Yeah, I could bet you a tenner.
What is This Is
cry.
Us? I feel like
it's just so emotional. It's What's like
it about
this family. And, you know, they lost someone in the family and it's just like about them going through that process and you're just watching their life. And I don't know if I'm describing it great, but no. It is very like family orientated and the process and their lives moving on and the connections. And it's just one of the greatest shows ever. But the thing is, you wouldn't appreciate it because you don't have great taste in TV.
And people die every day. So I couldn't really care less. I don't like why are we watching something sad? Like, what are we gonna do? Like,
sometimes even people that watch
horror, like, and you're there saying, ah, God, 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 but you're going to go to the movies to pay for a horror movie. I would never understand you people. Like, you are the weirdest. Like,
says the man that loves Rick and
Rick and Morty. Yes, it's lit.
Terrible show.
Rick and Morty is amazing. You need to watch it at least once before you say that. It's like an alienated Family Guy.
I kind of like Family Guy.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future, the actual Back to the Future?
Years ago, though.
All right, cool. Rick and Morty is a spin-off of Back to the Future. The crazy uncle.
Yeah, okay.
The nephew.
Okay.
Rick, Morty, that's literally what it is. It's literally a spin-off.
Okay, I see this is closest to your heart.
But it's like a cartoon spin-off.
Oh, it's even cartoon. Very good. Okay. Very good. Have you ever...
swear and start... It's lit. Like, it's proper lit. Okay. It's Adult Swim, as they'll call it.
Okay. Have you ever looked at an animal and thought to yourself, man, you could be more ambitious than this? Do you know what I mean? You just look chihuahuas. At them, you're just like, you're like, you can do more.
I hate chihuahuas.
Really?
I feel like they're so useless.
Like, it's like you can do more.
Like, you're just barking.
For no reason.
For nothing.
Yeah.
At chihuahuas. What other animal do I feel like that? Elephants as well, man.
I
rate
more.
Elephants so much, but it's like, bruv, you lot are just...
lazy.
Bruv, you lot are meant to be the smartest, strongest animals in the whole of the entire animal kingdom.
You just chill.
You just... kick back, growing to 100 and something.
Yeah, doing what? Years. Yeah, it's actually crazy. You know what I was thinking about this weekend?
What?
I was thinking of flies, you know?
Flies?
Yeah, I just
hate
feel,
flies.
Yeah, but I just feel like they could just be like way more. Like, you know what it is? Do you know what it is about flies that was bothering me the other day?
And spiders?
Yeah, but the thing about flies is that...
I just put my radar up.
No, there's no flies in here. And that's my point. With flies, you hear them. If I was a fly, I wouldn't have a buzzing sound. I would be way more effective about a buzzing sound. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like the buzzing sound, it just alerts the ops. Do you see what I'm saying? If you were silent, right, you can do more. You know what I'm saying? But you come in my room.
I don't think they're actually trying to make the buzzers.
No, they are.
I think it's the wings that
are. Yeah, like you need to be created differently. Do you get what I mean?
Wait, hold on.
Do you get what I mean?
But if they're trying to fly and their wings is...
They need to find another way. Like you come in my room.
How do you find another way but the wings in your back?
You come in my room, yeah? I'm minding my business, okay? I'm living.
You come in your room?
No.
Oh.
The fly comes in my room. I'm minding my business. I'm trying to read a book, right? I'm trying to have some silence. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to connect with myself, right? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and you're attacking me. And you've got the whole of outside, mind you, right? To do your thing. Mm. You come in my room. You want to disturb me for no reason. Obviously, I'm an op to you. Do you get it? So you're trying to irritate me. And now I've got to be the bad guy, right? I've got to get a spray. And now I've got to spray you down and I have to, unfortunately, kill you.
Kill you, yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want you to live your life. I want you to be happy. But if I was a fly, I wouldn't have a buzzing sound. Do you get it? I'll just come in. If I'm just like, do you know what? I just want some space. I'll go into the house. Do you know what I mean? I get it. They want to fly some places. They want to be warm. I hear it. But don't be buzzing in my ears and now you're irritating me. Do you know what I mean? Be more ambitious. Think about your strategy more. Do you get it?
But
you know what I'm saying?
The buzz ain't their fault. It's like literally their wings flapping.
Then stop flying. You know what I'm saying?
If they were to stop flying, what would they be called?
Ants. You know, ants are like their cousins.
Yeah, I know. Some of them got wings.
Ants are actually the most unambitious animals ever.
No, they are.
They could fly.
No, ants are
lazy.
What?
They're lazy, man.
Ants are ganged
if
off.
If you could fly,
you don't play with ants.
If you could fly.
Yo, you don't play with ants.
But if you could fly, you
don't,
fly.
Don't diss ants, though. They're on the next thing, still. They'll start crawling up your legs from now, but babe.
No,
you don't even
true.
Want, you don't want to
they
talk
come
about
in,
ants.
Yeah, they come yeah, in, yeah, yeah. It's true. They
and they're actually up. Strong. Like, yeah, you know how strong they are? They can lift up things that you'll never imagine.
Really?
Ants.
Really?
They're extremely strong.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know so much about ants?
I know a lot.
What, do you like
ants? I watched a movie called Ant-Man.
Is this where you got all your information from? The film. And I'm listening to you shaking my head like you're saying facts.
No, I'm joking, no. They're actually very strong, still,
really?
Scientifically proven, yeah.
But they're a bit lazy.
No, man.
If you could fly, wouldn't you want to fly?
They're actually far from lazy. Ants.
But
I haven't seen Bug Life or what's it called?
Yeah, Bug Life was weird. No, Ants. I think it was called Ants or was it called
Bug Life? Bug Life,
yeah.
It was called Bug Life.
Yeah. I like the way you go to the corner to, yeah,
both of them.
Looking at his team.
Yeah.
I think you're cornered. No, you don't have to do that. He wants to just make it clear that he ain't by himself. I hear it.
I got tea with me.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, as long as they know him, I got my team with me, innit? Squatted up.
Yeah, squatted up. I hear it. Like the ants.
Like the ants are actually squatted
up.
They
are squatted up.
Like, it's an army of them. And even when you go to their ant hole and that, and you see downstairs, it's like they made a world down there. Like a proper, like, city. So it's like, how are ants that smart? Unless they were reincarnated as from human beings that to turn into ants.
That is a really good point, you know.
When you put everyone 6 feet deep, what could be coming up?
Oh, my days.
But if you really think about it, wow, that's crazy. It's a crazy thought, right?
That's quite deep, you know.
Did you know there's also a mosquito that's capable of biting us, but at the same time as the mosquito biting us, the mosquito could have been tampered with by a bee or something. That bee lays an egg on the mosquito bites us, the egg goes into our skin, forms, and then the fly comes out of our skin without us even knowing. Weird facts. This is a real animal, the real fly.
Where does it fly out of?
Out of your skin. It's built, it went into your skin through the hole that was in your skin.
That is disgusting.
As it's in there, it's growing, until it's capable of climbing out and then flying out, turning into a bee. You think I'm playing? I want to get the fact.
It's not coming out as a bee. The thing is, yeah, if you had just remained as a normal...
I swear to you.
I don't think that's true.
You think I'm playing?
I don't think that's true.
You think I'm playing?
That's crazy. That is one of the most... That's actually crazy.
I don't play about you. That's crazy.
So you're even trying to make it land, you know. No, I'm gonna Google it in my own time because I was really believing you, and then when you said a bee,
I'm being dead serious. I'm not even joking.
A bee's crazy though.
No, like I'm being dead serious.
That's disgusting.
Like, it's actually wild.
That is really horrendous.
There's a white man that's capable of explaining it much better than me.
But no, I mean, it was a good explanation. If it's true, then you ate that. That was good. But if it's fake.
And we would never know that it's in our skin at the time as well. What's so weird about it? Like, it wouldn't make our skin swell because it has its own anti-pesticide or something like that. So it would, like, it's weird, but look it up when you're ready.
I will.
Can a fly form in our skin?
I will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will look it up. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'm with you later while you're looking it up.
You will not be with me later. What are your thoughts on meditation?
Meditation. I actually like meditating.
Yeah.
Yoga, meditation, frequency sounds. Like, I do a lot.
You're quite interesting.
I'm a character.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought you were interested, actually.
Why?
You don't give me interesting vibes.
Well, bland.
Yeah.
Like Sainsbury's chicken.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Ready-made Sainsbury's chicken.
Not even a ready-made.
Oh, sure. Before I was even...
Just the one you have to, like, cook up.
Cook up.
Season.
And just salt, pepper.
And all of that. Yeah.
No Maggie. No
Not even any Maggie. Just plain old chicken.
No atarudu.
No atarudu. Nothing. Nothing at all.
No soya seasoning.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's what you thought, dude.
No, I'm joking. I meditated for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know what? Already, I feel like a new person.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it just, you know, entered my soul. Do you know what I mean? That's I felt connected. You know?
Cleanses like, everything.
You know? I felt like my thoughts, they were like, you know, imagine your thoughts are on a sky, on a cloud.
Mm.
And now, imagine the cloud going away. And don't worry if the cloud is dark. Because maybe that is your dark thoughts. Push it away. Push it away.
Yeah.
And now, breathe in. And breathe out.
Even just that breathe in, breathe out felt so good.
It felt so good.
I like to take off my socks and my trainers and step on my brass.
Oh my gosh, me too. You know, when I was younger.
This is why he should leave for work and come to me.
When I was younger, I used to take off. Well, this is beyond the grasp. I used to take off my shoes and like walk barefoot to the station.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I wanted to be connected to the ground.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I love that nature.
I love that. I don't know about like concrete and that.
Yeah, I just wanted to feel but grounded. But that has
the same effect.
I think it does. Imagine that your foot is hitting the concrete. Do you know what I mean? And it's like you're connecting to the universe. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like humans created concrete.
Well, who created grass?
Grass was always there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sure about that?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weird concept though, isn't it? That grass just appeared out of nowhere. That didn't have to start in some sort of way. Do you know what I mean? Like, how could grass just randomly just appear? Like, where did it come from? And I've never in my life thought about where does grass come from. And now my brain is quite, like, rattled. Because where does grass... How can you just wait? I think that's kind of creepy, actually, that grass can just appear anywhere.
Shall I tell you? I've got a theory.
Okay.
I'm trying to wrap it all up right now in my mind. There was water.
Mm-hmm.
There was land.
Yeah.
Soil as land.
Yeah.
The world is made up of 70-80% of water, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's seaweed. Do you reckon seaweed and grass are cousins? The water could have brought the seaweed onto the land. It could have started developing some sort of relationship with each other. Then boom, turns into grass. Maybe. I don't know. This is just, you know.
You know what, I think I may have met my match in thoughts, you know. You think deep,
mm-hmm.
like me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't come up with that. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true either, but it could make sense.
Yeah, it could make sense.
Same way certain birds are meant to be cousins of certain dinosaurs and...
Okay, you're going somewhere with that, but maybe that's something you should explore more in your own time.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Seaweed and soil made grass.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. I didn't do well in school, so...
What would that be? Biology?
Yeah.
Biology. I got an E. I think I might have done the same.
It's better than F.
It's better than F. It's better than not doing it.
God loves a try.
And you tried.
Yeah.
You tried.
I was excellent in other things.
I like looking into your eyes. I just had to let you know that.
Couldn't you, like, keep it to yourself, that thought?
What? I like looking into your eyes.
Yeah.
No, because your eyes are shining brighter ever since I said that thought.
It hasn't shone brighter.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually the reflection of the light.
No, it's not.
It is. My eyes look like this all the time.
It's how God made it.
Do you know what it is? I have big eyes.
How God made it.
Because I have big eyes.
Beautiful.
My eyes just always look very engaged. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's nothing to read into.
I love your big eyes.
Okay. That doesn't sound romantic. Actually, it doesn't sound romantic at all.
I will kiss your big eyes.
You'll kiss my big eyes. Very good. Very, he's trying to rattle me on my own show, guys. But you guys know that I don't date artists. So,
anyways, when did they know that?
They know this.
What kind of artists? I draw as well. So it's like, what happens now? I paint. So what happens now? I could be any kind of artist.
I could date a painter.
Exactly. So what's going on?
Could I date a painter? Date a painter.
Yeah, alright, cool, so what's good?
Yeah, because painters don't have love a wild life. You know? They don't have a wild lifestyle.
I'd love
painters,
to paint you.
Painters don't go to strip clubs.
You told you painters don't have a wild lifestyle.
They don't.
Vincent Van Gogh was one of the wildest.
Yeah, but it's cut his own hair off.
That wasn't low key. He screamed when he cut his own hair off. That was not low key. The guy was a maniac.
With painters and stuff, like, it's not assumed that that's what they're going to do. With artists, unfortunately, I don't want to be that person. Do you know what I mean? Like, what I do, creators, we get a bit judged. Do you know what I mean? People are like, guys are like, oh, I don't want a girl that's big.
She starts doing story time on her podcast.
Mind you, I don't do story time.
She starts doing story time.
It's like talking about what she's saying. But that's the same with artists. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you might be different. You might be the type that you don't really go out and you like read at home.
I genuinely don't go out that much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an outsider, but I'm not outsider. Like,
yeah.
You won't really catch me. You know what I mean?
And you just send an Uber for them to come. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm more of a send an Uber.
Yeah, there's too many options. Do you know what I mean?
You're my only option.
No.
You're actually my only. No. You're not even an option for me.
No.
You're verified.
No, I know, I know. You Rita. Cannot trick me. So basically,
Rita might be.
Basically, you know, as a side job, I don't know if you know this about me.
Well,
but as a side job, I get hired by artists, right, by their management teams to like analyze their lyrics, right, and like let them check in to like see if they're conveying the message that they feel like they're conveying.
So you're low-key or somewhere else?
I am somewhere else, actually. Oh. I've written really great songs that you probably heard them. Do you know what I mean? But it's not really something I talk about. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like I don't want to boast about
your chest.
I know, but obviously I'm quite booked up at least 2026.
2 years.
Yeah, I'm really booked up, right? But obviously, with you coming on the show, I was like, literally, your management team literally begged me. Like,
okay.
Yeah. They were like, Rita, please, you know, obviously, Notes has a song that he's been like teasing on his timeline and stuff. Can you please check to see, you know, if it's conveying the message that we want it to convey? And I said to your manager, I said, listen, guys, chill.
Yeah.
Do you get it? You don't have to do so much.
Yeah,
do you
know what I mean? Like, why are they
bothering? You know what I'm saying? I was so like, you much, know I'm busy. I told you. I've just finished doing Beyonce's album. I don't have time for this. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm sorry on behalf of my team that they were
bothering. They were really on my neck. It was just crazy.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, I was like,
all right, team, suit yourself out, man.
Relax. You know what I'm saying?
Just free team, chill out.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, one day I was chilling and I was like, all right, cool. Let me have a look at these lyrics that you speak of. Do you know what I mean? So I just thought it would be really good if, like, maybe we go through it and you can then, I don't know, maybe I will tell you what I think and then you can tell me whether it's in line. And then maybe you can then take some notes of, like, see what I did there? notes. You get it?
Do you want to take some notes?
Tough crowd.
Do you want to take some notes?
Okay, anyways, let's get into it. I have to wear my glasses because of my shorts, my thingy.
Oh, you look so cute with them glasses on.
Okay, stop.
Like the cheetah. Whoa.
Okay, stop. Sorry, guys, I'm just trying to get my glasses on.
Why is she so good?
Stop!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, let's get into it. Oh, why are my glasses not trying to fit on properly? Hold on.
You need help?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, I always got you.
Thank you very much. Okay, right.
Are they, like, broken in the middle? Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Right. So, there we go. So, you start the song...
Can you see properly?
Yeah. Okay. So, you start the song with... here we go. Sorry, my eyesight is really interesting. Okay. What's on your mind? No matter the season, you're mine. It kind of feels like you said something that... similar to me earlier. So is this something you just say to everyone?
No.
It feels romantic.
Yeah, you know what it is?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, like...
No matter the season, your mind. You're saying winter...
Summer, autumn...
Your mind.
Spring.
Your mind.
Your mind.
I love that. That's really romantic.
Yeah, you're not going nowhere.
Okay. You're giving me reasons to stay. So this is a good woman. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is someone that you want to look after.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving her a reason. Okay, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said... fly you somewhere bright, just to shine. It would have been nice if you added shine like a diamond, because that shines. Or like, shine like oil.
Oh, so this is like your songwriting process.
Okay. Sorry, it jumped out. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, so...
fly you somewhere bright, just to shine.
Yeah, like, what do you mean by that? Fly you somewhere bright, just so, you know, like, all of the potential glow that you have can... now fully exert out into the world. You know what I'm saying?
That. I love that. You're an encourager.
Mm. Yeah. I want to see your brightest side flourish.
Wow.
No matter who's watching.
That's fantastic.
I don't want to block your beauty.
Oh, that's... See, it would have been nice if maybe the next line was, I don't want to block your beauty. Yeah?
Yeah, it could have been.
Okay. And then you said, as long as we can ride along... and let the ice where your heart is melt. And then we'll be all right. Then we'll be all right. Mama, I'ma be just fine.
Yeah.
Do you date older girls and call them big mommy?
I plead a fifth. Oh, no. yeah, I date older girls.
And you call them big mommy?
I call them mama.
Why you call them mama? So is this song to an older girl
as just to a girl. I just like calling girls mama, because like every woman, was most could potentially be a mama one day.
I hear that.
And I look at women with the utmost respect, I don't want to call them a ting or. I want to
call them big mama.
I want to call them mama, you know? Oh, mama, you're right.
The thing is, why is her heart ice? Is it because you found her cold?
As long as we can ride along and let the ice where your heart ride along, Kevin Hart.
Wow.
As long as we can ride along and let the ice where your heart is melt, then we'll be all right. If that ice that you, that ice box that you put around your heart, like that song.
Ice box where,
yeah, if that is there, I want to make it melt so we can be all right in this situation.
Yes. Wow.
That's how I... It's like a triple whatever they call it.
Entrande.
Entrain, so...
Entrande. Yeah. And then you say, even if we argued, why are you arguing?
Even if is a possibility.
Okay.
That's why I inserted that if.
If, okay. See, in songwriting, that's important. Detail.
Detail.
Okay, okay. And you left me eventually, so the arguments make them leave.
Even if we argued and you left me, eventually, you're going to want to...
Rewind. Because you're so good.
Because you realize that this moment is not one that you ever want to miss again.
You're going to want to change your decision. That's something I would write. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what this word was that you said. So what's the next? It's something at a later time, but I didn't hear it.
Events repeat at a later time. End up at mine in the middle of the night.
Because she's still mine.
So yeah, repeated events, you know, history repeats itself.
Because she's gonna come back.
His story repeats himself.
So this is what you do constantly.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just like, I have fun.
Events repeat themselves constantly.
Not like...
So what you're telling me, I thought that this was... Okay. This was a song.
As she split them in half.
But you're telling me that this is something that happens continuously. So this is...
No. This is... All right, cool. That song in particular is an unreleased song called Mine. Yeah. And when I'd wrote it at the time, I'd wrote it about a girl that I'd always feel she will be mine, and I'll reassure her that I'm always there for her regardless of the situation that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you ended up with someone else, even if we argued and you left me, even no matter what, you're always mine, in my eyes, anyways. Not in a sick, twisted way.
In a romantic way.
In a romantic, loving way, as opposed to controlling way, you know?
I like that you made that clear.
Yeah, because there are some... I'm not that guy from you, you know? I don't... Yeah, that's not my...
Okay. That's nice. It's a nice song.
Yeah.
When are you going to drop this whole thing?
I want to drop it. I don't know. I'm kind of...
What's going on right now with you?
Don't get me wrong, yeah. I love music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love... I'm always creating. I've got a studio, my crib, everything. Mm-hmm. But I hate music.
What?
Or the music industry.
Got you.
Like, I don't want to play to everyone's rules. I don't care. Like, I don't... Even us doing this now, it's not like, oh, yeah, it's part of a rollout,
mm-hmm.
which everyone else would kind of do. Or right. Everyone go buy a chain from A Jewelers and, yeah, it's part of a rollout. Or or the chart system and having to deal with radio plugins and pay them and do this. I don't want to do what everyone's doing. I don't care for it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And because I've been indie for like, I don't know, 3 years now, it's made me realize how much more I don't care for it, because I don't hit any of these people anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I just want to have fun if I'm going to do music.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care for it. I enjoy it. No. Yeah.
Do you feel like the internet age now makes it hard for you as an artist to actually have fun, because it's like they're so like hypercritical. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, drop this. Oh, it doesn't sound like this. Oh, it should sound like this. Is it quite tough?
It's, yeah, it is. But once again, that's people having opinions and not having any solution. Because it's like, I've done stuff where like people love this song so much around me, and then I drop it and it's like crickets. But then the same people that were around me are now saying, oh yeah, you should have dropped this one instead.
That's really annoying.
Now, I've got too many, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm just on my own flex. I still got people around me and stuff, but I don't care about anyone's opinion anymore.
But what does that do for like the ego? Because like, obviously I create content online.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the most part, like it does, like it clicks, but then occasionally there's some time where it doesn't. Yeah. And the thing is, like to other people.
You look like Tiwa Savage, by the way.
Have you been told? Yeah, I get that a lot.
Kelly Rowland, Tiwa Savage.
Well, yeah.
It's actually very dank. She's like my queen of Africa, so, you know.
I love that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, carry on.
So. I might not know that. Like, I know that it's not doing as well as it could, but to other people, it might seem like it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, my heart a little bit feels a bit like, ugh. But I feel like with music, that's what scares me about music so much. Yeah. And I'm like, does it hit the ego when you feel like, oh, this is a banger? Everyone said it's a banger.
It hits the ego. It hits the bank account. It hits the, like,
everything.
It hits the rep. It hits everything. Mm. Like, for a 3-minute, 2-minute song and the amount that can go into it, it depends, it varies, isn't it? But when I've got producers that I've got to pay, and engineer that I've got to pay, studio time that I've got to pay, if there's features that when I'm doing all of that, and for it to come out and not do what
it's supposed to do,
we all thought it could have done, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I've just wasted my time. But then again, it's not, 'cause I feel like everything we do is a stepping stone, no matter what. And there's stairs to every destination that we want to get to. So it's like, if you want to get to the highest of heights, you might miss some steps, or you might step on this step and step on this step and feel like you're getting nowhere. But in actuality, you're always going closer to your final.
100%. I feel like moving is better than not doing anything.
Yeah,
100%. And you always do get closer. It's just annoying because you want to play and have fun and figure it out, but then you almost have to do it publicly.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because 100. Of the kind of art that you create. 100. You know, like with some people, they write scripts, right? So then they can just like, they're kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, no one really
knows. No one really knows, you know what I'm saying? So you might have a movie that like, it's not as great, but no one's coming up to you in the street or asking you questions because they don't know who you are.
And that's exactly what I say about like, when it comes to music as well, it's like, I tell my team that, like, or the team I used to work with as well, that if it's a thing where man releases something, you lot ain't affected by this release. You can say you are, but if it doesn't go the way I want it to go, everyone's coming for me. They're not coming for none of you lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just don't be weird around me. It's just
don't be weird.
Just be real, man.
Yeah, just be honest.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, don't. On top of that, I don't even care about no one's opinion anymore anyways. Because when I was releasing, and I was just having fun with releasing, that's what got me here in the first place. That's why you love no notes. Like, I was enjoying releasing. I released Addison Lee on SoundCloud. I didn't release it on some mad platform and iTunes and app. Spotify had it up. Mm. It was none of this shit that everybody's caring about now and billboards. And bro, I was just having fun and it done a mad thing.
Yeah.
So did everything else after it because of just fun. When it started getting to more technical and, you have to be like this and do this, that's when I started losing the touch of the fun, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes the noise, sometimes you have to go back to basics.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. That's where I'm at mentally now anyway. Yeah. So I don't know when I want to drop that man's song. I want to drop it though. I just don't know how or when, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear it. I like it. I think it's so cute.
Thank you.
Like, I think you're so cute.
Would you be the video girl? No. Why not?
I'm not.
I don't need you to do all of that. Like,
yeah, why did you do that? Because you... Oh, okay. I thought that was like BBL.
Oh, no. Hell no. I love natural.
What you're like, yeah.
I'm a naturalite.
Okay. Because I thought you were being like, oh, yeah, because
like,
you don't
like everything natural is amazing for me.
I love that.
I love
that
for you. I like coconut water.
Coconut water is dead.
I wasn't expecting that, so.
Yeah.
I actually rate coconut water.
I do not rate it.
It hydrates you more than normal.
I'll just take my chances.
Take your chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like from a fresh live coconut.
I tried it and it was so dead. I said, take this thing away from me right now. This is poisoning.
What country was that?
Zanzibar. And in Ghana as well. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I know, you were on such a great roll as well. I wanted to support you, but I also can't lie.
Maybe in Thailand you need to try it.
I want to go to Thailand, though.
I'll take you.
Okay. You say that to the camera right now.
Fuck it. I'll take you.
To where?
Fuck it.
Have you ever thought about doing... Would you ever, like, do anything else? Like, would you act?
Yeah.
You've got such a romantic face.
I would act. I'd love to act. I'd love to do a rom-com. Think like a man. Yeah.
I'd
love to do them kind of
things. Yeah, have you taken acting class before?
Yeah, I used to do acting in school, funny enough. Mm. Distinction star student.
Yeah. Oh. You should take more courses. You should do acting as well.
Nah, I'd love to. It would be dope.
Yeah.
It would actually be dope.
Wow. All that tall leading man vibes, do you know what I mean?
Mm. I just don't know how to approach all of them things. But it would be amazing, you know. Yeah. All right, agents, shout me. You get me, I'll give you a nice bag, a nice percentage. Just get me some on TV. Yeah.
On two shows?
On the...
I actually know some cool acting classes, if you're actually serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. Let's go. I'm actually
They're like dropping classes.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, I will actually, yeah.
I'm down.
There's a really cool place called Go Hub, and they're really cool.
Go Hub, where is it?
Near Waterloo.
Okay, cool.
And you can literally just drop in. You can even go into a class and just like watch other people perform, and I feel like you learn so much just from watching people.
Physical theater, buto, monologue, all of these things are, I'm done.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That would actually be really cool.
A little star in the making, you know what I mean?
Star.
I feel like I'll always do music though. It would always be accompanied, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm in my little modeling bag as well, I'm trying to be a little model.
Yeah,
man. Why not?
Why not? I see you've been like exploring with your hair as well. You've got the tight ponytails and that.
Yeah, right now.
Isn't that high edges? Why so tight?
I don't know. You know, it's a good question. It was like Zulu knots. Yeah, it's like some South African thing.
I love how men are just like playing with their hair.
Yeah,
giving yourself more stress, but
I feel like hair is a form of expression. Mm. When you're capable of playing with it anyways and doing whatever you want with it. Like, and the strength. There's strength in here.
Yeah. You're quite deep. I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on my Samson thing right now. And all the ladders around me.
Okay. I'm just going to move on.
Yeah, just move on.
I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to move on. Yeah, I'm going to move on.
Please don't buy it.
Okay. Are you as adult as you think you are?
No.
No, that was honest.
Yeah, I'm a big kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a child, but I'm still a child.
How are you enjoying that era, actually, before I go into that?
I love it. I love being a young guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's different still.
When you say different, what do you mean?
Like, being able to see, like, a smaller version of yourself. Scary.
Really?
So weird. Like, yeah. I stare at him. I just stare at him and watch him, like, proper stare at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so, like, this freaks me out if he was in the room. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Freaks me out. Like, corners of tables and stuff. Like, I'm so paranoid.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, it's just different.
Be nice, like, having this big responsibility of, like, how someone grows. Do you know what I mean? Who they grow into.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Well, big up his mum though as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She's done a great job.
Oh, I love that. That's really nice. It's scary, man.
It is. It's different still. It's mad. Yeah. It's mad. He's just growing taller as well. Mm. Can speak different languages. It's mad. Oh,
that people's smart.
And he's free. You don't make sense.
Wow. I love that for you.
Yeah.
That is so cute. So, so cute. But you are quite adult because you have a child, but we'll start it again. Are you as adult as you think you are?
No.
Okay. Well, this is adulthood.
Baby boy.
According to me.
Jody.
Do you know what I mean? This is adulthood according to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could think you are an adult.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you.
So you think I am or
not? I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
I don't think you are, but we'll see.
I'll chat to you.
Okay. My first question is, do you use the different settings on a dishwasher? Or do you just put it in anyhow?
No, I use the different settings. Mm-hmm. Intensive, eco, normal. Yeah, I use the different settings. Quick. I'd use the different settings, depending on what I'm trying to do and how much I've stored it out.
Nice. Do you know where all your socks are?
In that? Do I know where all my socks are?
Yeah.
Yeah, then two separate cupboards. Well, three. So white socks are at the bottom, black socks at the top, and then I think my coloured socks are somewhere else.
Wow. Do you have life insurance?
I don't even know if I have life insurance. I'd be wrong. But I don't. I feel like all of that's a scam anyway.
What is a scam?
It's all any insurance is a scam. But yeah, carry on. I'm very that, yeah. I'm
you're
not
like anti-government, aren't you? You won't say it. Yeah, okay. No problem. Do you have any plants?
Yeah, I've got a snake plant.
Snake plant?
Mm-hmm.
What's a snake plant?
Kinda looks like how do you describe a snake plant? It kinda looks like no, I can't describe it. Not aloe vera. Kind of looks like that thing behind you, but smaller and a bit more straight up.
That's quite nice. I'm a mother of two plants.
Are you?
Yeah, I take motherhood very seriously.
What plants have you got?
The plants.
Oh.
Why did you ask me what?
I was just trying to get to the root of.
Here's the thing, yeah.
I don't think you dropped that. I just done it.
I didn't, but
I was trying to get to the root.
Okay. My thing is, yeah, this is my show. And it kind of just feels like I don't understand why you ask me that.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're asking the questions. And also, my plants don't like to have some sort of like identity. They just like to flourish as is. They don't really have like a name. They have a name, Nova. Nova and Josh.
So your plants are on this what? Like this gender.
Yeah,
100%. What's it called?
They're gender neutral.
Gender neutral. Your plants are gender neutral.
They are, yeah. The thing is, yeah, when
I just ask where they're from.
The thing is,
what plants are they? So when I ask that, it's like, where are they from? Like,
I don't know. It just feels a bit personal.
What family are they from?
I know. It just feels a bit personal.
Same way I'm Nigerian.
Do you know what I mean? You know, I didn't really ask you personal questions, so it kind of feels weird that you're asking me personal questions on my show. And obviously, your management didn't ask if you were allowed to do that.
About plants.
Those are my children. Do you know I mean? I was really respectful when you were talking about your son. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. do you cook?
Yeah, I do. Every day.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I use the air fryer and oven.
You are quite.
I like to use both at the same time.
You're quite adult. You're doing quite adult things. Okay, cool. Well,
I mean, there's Junior Master Chef, you know, like Kids Court.
Yeah, but just all the other stuff I asked, I can give it to you. I think you're quite adult. For that reason, I've got you a gift.
I live by myself. What's the gift? I heard gift.
Plug. Because when you travel, sometimes you need a plug. You don't want to get to your destination and say, oh, I don't have a plug for a place in Europe. But hey, I now have a plug for a place in Europe because Rita got it for me. Thank you. International plug.
Thank you.
Well, actually, sorry, it's not actually a plug. It's a travel adapter.
Thank you.
You like it? Does it make you happy? Does it give you joy? Does it make you feel loved? You know, guys, he's just so speechless. You don't need to find the words. It's okay. The words will find you maybe when you're in Europe with your travel adapter. Show them how happy you are. Come on, smile. Beautiful. Beautiful. Snap, snap. Snappity, snap. Aw, my heart is touched that you're touched.
I'm so thankful. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I do my best.
So this is like Europe?
Yeah, it's a European travel adapter. Yeah?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Guys, I forgot to tell you guys.
Temporary use only? Why the temporary use only?
I didn't see that. I don't know what that is. You know, you can uncover it in your own time. Guys, I forgot to tell you my word of the day. I got distracted. So I'm going to quickly tell you my word of the day. My word of the day, whilst Notes, like, really takes in the gift that I gave him.
He's really taking it in.
So my word of the day, I'm going to try and pronounce it. It's actually quite an easy word, though, to be fair. But it's called Suburlin.
So who?
Suburlin.
Is that a guy?
No, Sibylin. Sibylin.
Sibylin.
Yeah, my word of the day is Sibylin. And you know what that means?
As in sibling.
No, Sibylin. Okay, let me put it in thing and see if I'm saying it right. I don't know what, like, the way you're looking at me. You're acting like you're some walking dictionary.
I don't know if you said the right things, though.
I don't know, like, why are you...
I honestly don't think you said the right things, though, but...
I did.
No, it sounded so off. Sibylin. That sounds maybe, like sibling.
It maybe is Sibylin.
Hmm? No, it sounds like a guy's name. Sibylin. Sounds like a German.
Sorry, we're going to play it. Oh, wait. Why is it not playing? Sibylin.
No, let me hear it. Sibylin.
Hold on.
Sibylin.
Did I not say that?
No.
Sibylin.
No, you said Sibylin.
Sibylin. My word of the day is Sibylin.
Sibylin.
Sibylin. And basically what that means is like mysterious, cryptic. Yeah. That's what it means.
You're feeling.
If you were to use it in a sentence, it would be, you know, the thoughts of these men are like the sibilant leaves, profound but lost. Wow. Do you know what I mean? It's cryptic because you don't know what that means, what I just said. Do you know what I mean?
I have no idea what you just said.
Exactly. Because it's sibilant. You're not going to get it because it's cryptic. Only those that get it. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. Anyways, guys. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood with my co-host, Notes.
Gang.
Guys, you know the vibes. Please make sure you share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Guys, I do not want to be your secret lover, okay? I want to be your main thing, okay? So please.
She's already my lover, so she doesn't need any of this guy stuff. She doesn't need any of you, though. Yeah, that's what I mean. She don't need none of you. She's with me and only me. You understand? You look, got that right. You overstand. Good. We're out. We're going on our day.
Okay.
We're going to go eat some Nigerian food.
Okay. No, you can just sit. Okay, if you can sit back. Bye. I'm still doing my outro.
Bye.
You can sit back.
Bye.
Guys, you know the vibes. If you did not like Notes, right, do not worry because he's not going to be back next week, okay? So do not use that as a reason to not come back to the show, okay? Please, he will not be here next week. I will have a new co-host, okay? Thank you guys for watching. I appreciate you. And thank you also for listening. I remember to say that again this week. I appreciate you guys so much. Love you.
I appreciate you too. Love you. Bye.